It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the so-called Zoo Interchange west of Milwaukee. It's been years of highway construction, and Governor Walker celebrated its completion on Monday. Except it's not exactly complete. Nate Beck is a reporter at the Daily Reporter, which covers construction news in Wisconsin. He wrote about this ribbon-cutting ceremony, and he is with us today. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So for those of us outside of Milwaukee who may not be familiar with the Zoo Interchange, describe it for us.
So the Zoo Interchange is among the largest highway projects that the state has undertaken. It's about a $1.7 billion project, and it got underway in 2013. The project would repair the busiest stretch of highway in the state, which carries about 350,000 cars a day. So big project.
So where do these cars come from? Do we know that? Are they mostly Wisconsin people, or are they coming from south?
So, yeah, it's in addition to being a big commuter route, it's also a big transit route. So you'll get a lot of truck traffic from Illinois going through Wisconsin to kind of the northern part of the state. So, in addition to carrying a lot of, commuters and travelers and that kind of thing, it also, is a big route for commerce as well.
And Zoo, where does the name Zoo come from?
Well, it runs right next to the Milwaukee County Zoo.
There you go.
So there you go.
So it's not a commentary on the snarl of traffic. It just runs through the zoo.
No. I guess that would be unintentional.
Okay. So this started in 2013. There were different phases, I understand. Are all the phases complete?
They are not. I guess Walker's announcement on Monday would have christened the completion of the second phase of the core of the project. The first phase of the core got wrapped up in 2016, and now they've completed the second phase here this month. There's still one more phase to go, and that's the north leg, and that project is stalled currently after a measure passed during the 2017 budget negotiations that would kind of freeze out funding for the final leg. So that kind of final section has yet to be budgeted for.
Okay, so that brings a number of questions. First of all, didn't we get federal highway money to do this?
Right. So federal highway officials said on Monday that the feds are going to kick in about $450 million for the whole project. For the last leg, the north leg of the project, the DOT initially expected it to cost about $200 million back in 2017. I guess some critics warned that if it didn't get funding in that phase, the price tag could go up. I guess the DOT put out an estimate here, I guess, in early August where that kind of seems to be the case. Hmm. Now it looks like finishing the final leg will cost about $230 million.
So why did it go up? I don't understand. If you don't fund it, you don't get the discount rate if you don't fund it early enough? I don't get it.
Yeah, so I guess the longer you wait, critics will argue, the more you'll pay in real costs, and that's sort of partially due to inflation, kind of this updated figure, this $230 million figure, takes into account about $7.7 million in inflation. There's also, a $21.6 million contingency cost that's sort of tacked on to the higher estimates. I guess this is something that critics will say is sort of the longer you wait to get a project underway, the higher your costs are in the long term.
So who lives, where, what suburbs are in this North Interchange, and how is it affecting them? And have you talked to people who live there?
Yeah, so the project, it runs right along Brookfield, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, so it's a heavily traveled area. There's a lot of people who work and live along this corridor. Construction has, kind of been a constant fixture for folks who kind of rely on this this roadway to get where they're trying to go.
Right, for 5 years now. So how do they feel about, do we know when they're going to be finishing the construction on the North Leg, or is it just kind of up in the air and they'll fight it out next year in the legislature?
Well, the DOT, is anticipating that work will get underway sometime in 2020 and wrap up in 2022 or 2023. But really, that all depends on whether the money's there. And at this point, it's not. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see.
So this, since 2013, and I assume before when they were talking about it, this has been a controversial project. That word has been thrown out a lot to label this project. Why?
I think it's, it's a big project, heavy price tag. Just in that context alone, if you're spending a lot of money, there's kind of a lot to be skeptical of.
Walker on Monday said that the second leg where he was cutting the ribbon was on time and on budget. Is that true?
I think it's generally accurate that, it wrapped up on time. I think people are, generally feel like it's been done kind of efficiently this final leg, but then again, kind of the main critique here is that it's not totally done.
Right. So Scott Walker is obviously in a campaign for re-election. He's running against Tony Evers. Evers and his fellow Democrats have not quite released their plans for how to fund roads and road projects in Wisconsin. But have they hinted about how they would handle projects like this in the future?
Well, as you say, they haven't released their road funding plan, yet. But I guess I'd expect to see projects like the Zoo Interchange kind of become a fixture, as November draws closer. Last week, the Evers campaign went on a tour with a couple prominent construction unions around the state to kind of critique Walker over his transportation funding priorities. But yeah, as you say, they haven't released a plan of their own, saying only that all options are on the table. Walker said on Monday that if Evers wants to raise the gas tax, he should tell voters that. The campaign, meanwhile, says that it's an early they're just a week or so into the general election here, and there's no specifics yet.
We have been talking to Nate Beck. He is a reporter at The Daily Reporter, and he covers construction news in Wisconsin and specifically covered the completion of the second leg of the Zoo project. But there is a third leg still yet to come, and we're not really sure when that will be completed. Nate, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you much.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.